T-Mobile. KN4TFW. How are you doing on this rainy morning?
WN4IQ. I'm doing pretty good. So far, I'm staying dry. Just got in the car. And, needed to get my ears lured. Then after that, to lunch. How are you doing?
Pretty good until the wife called and said that the hot water heater in the garage was leaking, so I'm headed to her house for that. From the picture she sent me, it's coming out of the little pop-off valve. Maybe the pop-off valve is just bad, and I can just replace that, and I'll be good to go.
Wait a minute. No traffic here. All right. I think I'm out of it. Anyway, I've got about 15 minutes to get there. I'll probably be a couple of minutes late. I won't be too late. Oh, well. I got up late this morning. I used to get up around 6. It was 7:30 before I came downstairs.
Always a good sleeping day.
Even my dogs were asleep. I mean, that's very unusual.
Well, at least maybe your day would be better than going to work on a hot water heater.
Myself, if it happens again, I'll probably get somebody else to do it. I don't feel like doing stuff like that anymore. But mine's pretty easy to get with, too, because we've got a finished basement. And in there's a door that goes to a, I call it a little utility area. But it's an upright, long water heater, and you can get to it. I mean, you can set the valves and everything right there. You wouldn't have to crawl underneath the crawl space, or, you know, it's just very accessible, even though it'd still be a pain.
Garage up on a little stand, and that you can get to it, and that, but it looks like something with the pop-off valve. Maybe it just rusted out or something. It's dribbling a little bit on the pop-off.
Well, let's hope it's something really simple. You don't have, how old is it?
Yeah, it's only actually a couple of years old. I put a new one in myself a couple of years ago, and that, so it's not that old, but they just don't make stuff like they used to.
Well, only a couple years old, it should be. It should still be pretty good, you know. Heating elements and everything else. It must be something like that. Maybe a connection started leaking or something.
Yeah, I'm hoping it ain't too bad. I'm about 15 minutes out from being at the house, so it shouldn't be too bad, I'm hoping.
It's, Kilo November 4, Tango November Whiskey, is that right?
Foxtrot Whiskey.
For Tango Foxtrot Whiskey. Okay, give me your name.
Yeah, the name here is Ken. I don't know that I caught your name.
It's Bill, B-I-L-L, T-F-W, okay. Maybe I can remember that. Yeah, I don't know if I talked before or not. Probably. I just don't remember names very well.
Yes, and once in a while. I mean, I'm on at an unusual time. Usually if you're going to catch me, it's going to be 5:15 in the morning, or it'll be about 4:30 to 5 in the afternoon.
Not on the car then. I do most of the repeater operating from the car. You may have talked to my brother. His voice sounds a lot like mine. It's Alpha Charlie 4 Queen. So maybe you heard him driving around. He's living in Boiling Springs. And he does substitute teaching now. So a lot of times in the morning, he's on early in the morning, driving to wherever they have him going.
Matt. Yeah, I'm usually at work by 5:45 in the morning, so it's pretty early. But there's a group of about four, five, six of us that talk every morning at that time.
Morning, it's nice to have some company. Pete listens to the radio, I think, at least most of the time.
And you get to, you know, you get to know people and you get to meet them. You know, we've been out to eat a few times and that, and really nice people. And anybody that wants to join us in the morning, they're welcome to do it.
Yeah, that's good. So, I tell you what, this has been the rainiest winter time I can remember. It's just... And just about every Tuesday has been raining. And I have something I do on Tuesdays, and it's outdoors, and it inevitably gets rained out on Tuesday.
I was telling somebody this morning, it's like it's been a rainy winter. It's probably going to be a drought this summer.
Unfortunately, you can't get it paced exactly when you need it. It's just, and there are different seasons, and fall is typically a drier period of time, and summers can be. Well, I remember plenty of times where we were in one of those cycles where the summers were extremely dry, summers and falls. You know, the Lake Hart was drying up, and people were saying, oh... And that's when George was trying to get water out of hard oil in the rivers. And South Carolina was complaining about it and blah, blah, blah. Oh, that lake will never fill up. Wrong.
We're full now. Went by it yesterday afternoon. It's definitely full. And I guess one good thing, it hasn't been unusually cold this winter. If this had been all snow, we'd have been in a fix for sure.
Haven't had any snow, at least that stayed on the ground at all. I have seen a couple brief flurries, but that's it. But that's fine with me. I just assume not see any of that stuff. But I do remember I've been living in South Carolina for 1963. And not always in Greenville, but I have seen some pretty bad ice storms, and ice is the worst thing. That's really, really what you don't want. But some really bad ice storms and quite a few snowstorms. I mean, even in April.
Ones here myself, and then I've only been back here since about the mid-90s.
Well, I think everything I see is supposed to remain relatively warm, and it's not to say we may not have some freezing weather, particularly in the mornings, but I hope we don't have any more freezing weather. Probably will. Oh, right now, where do you live?
I live over in Greer. Let's see. Fairview Place Subdivision. Kind of over there by the Ingles off of 290.
I missed part of that. So where do you live again? Well, near which town?
Yeah, I live in Greer. Over off of 290, over by the Ingles.
I know where you are. Yeah, I'm in Simpsonville, and I live out in the county, but I have a Simpsonville mailing address, and I live between Simpsonville oh gosh, I think I've lost my mind now. I'll think of it in a minute. That's terrible. I can't think of something like that, but I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, I'm out in the county is what I'm trying to say. So I'm not actually in the city. And I like it that way. Don't have too bad of traffic. they're building so many subdivisions in my area. It's just, I tell you, another 2 or 3 years, the traffic's going to be awful.
Where I'm at, I'm just, like I said, I'm just right off of 290, a block off of Wade Hampton Boulevard, and they're building all kinds of subdivisions, and it's just, yeah, the traffic is just unbelievable in the last few years, and it's, somehow I'm not actually in the city, but although I don't know how I'm not in the city, but I guess it just hasn't annexed that part yet.
Oh, they will. Everything keeps growing. When I first moved here in Greenville, and I had just graduated from high school. My parents moved to Greenville from Shelby, North Carolina. And 291, where Bob Jones is, that portion, but 291 in general, was called the Greenville Bypass. Anything outside that, outside 291, it was just, there were a few houses out there. It wasn't much. Phone book's about the size of my thumbnail thickness. Boy, I tell you what, it's changed.
We moved here in 74, and it's definitely changed. There wasn't nothing here when I graduated high school in the late 70s. There wasn't anything here, and then I had to leave to find work. And if you didn't work in the mill, you didn't work anywhere. It's here.
Yeah, well, it's, of course, mills, textiles is down here, practically gone, so it's a whole different scenario. New manufacturing, I'd say that's for the better, much better. And, there's a period of time I was gone from this area after my parents moved here. That's when I went off to school, and I was in the Army for a while. Then I worked in the Washington, D.C. area for a while. But came back in the early 70s. Never regretted. I lived in Charleston for a while. After that, I enjoyed Charleston. But I like the Greenville area much better.
Yeah, after I left here, I probably lived in 6 or 8 different states and that, but finally settled down back here, and this is probably the best that I've been at. You can be in the mountains in a little bit, be at the beach in a few hours, and the weather's typically good most of the time and that, and the people are nice. So, I guess I really like this area and call it home now, KN4TFW.
Thank you. All right, Ken, I'm just about at my destination here. Looks like I'll just make it on time. So I better say 73. It's nice meeting you. And I guess today was just kind of an off-ball day for you to be on at this time. So look forward to the next conversation. 73 for now. KM4TFW, N4IQ.
Yeah, well, Bill, it was certainly good to talk to you, make the trip back to the house a lot better, and I look forward to catching you another time on the radio. I'll say 73 for now, so it's N4IQ, KN4, TFW. I'll be clear.
Good luck with water heater. N4IQ, QT.